the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
We got a new call to the show. Caller, what's happening? Hello, how are you?
What's going on?
Well, you talked to one of my business partners about a TV show that we're doing, so she told me to give you guys a call.
Okay.
I'm doing good. The TV show that's going on in Gary, Indiana.
Mm-hmm. What's your name again for people that don't know?
I am Dawn Rivers.
Dawn Rivers. Okay.
Yep,
good.
That would be me. I'm actually the creator of the show.
Okay, so I got a couple of questions for you. I mean,
okay.
What brought the concept on?
I'm a writer. I've been writing since I was 7 years old, and one of the biggest things is I realize we've gotten too far away from words and the value of words. Everybody's got their own form of language, whether you're texting or short-term answers, and we got to get back to the basics, which is words. Everything begins and ends with words. That's the tagline for our show. And because I am a writer who has been through many, many things, from every form of abuse you can think of, there was always one thing that was my savior, and that was my words. And I wrote. Whenever I went through, I wrote, and that's what I do now.
Okay. Well, I mean, I know this is you're the creator. This is your brainchild. I mean, but I mean, when you was coming up with this concept, I mean, would you like? I mean, Gary, Indiana is like, okay. Like, we get overlooked for so many things. So, I mean, why not start in, like, the big cities like California and Las Vegas?
Well, our first show was done here in Indianapolis, which is where I'm from. But my co-creator, the person that I write with, is from Gary, Indiana. He's born and raised there. He lives here now, but he's from there. Then my other business partner, she was from Gary as well. We are actually shopping this to different networks. We'll be in Atlanta in March, hopefully Chicago. We have dates for Howard. We're trying to do Howard University, Harvard. We've talked to several different people in New York. The other thing behind this show is when you watch reality TV, American Idol, one of the biggest ones out there, everybody's singing everybody else's stuff. What about all the talent that's already out here? And focus it on the new talent, people who actually write their own material, rather than getting on stage and performing everybody else's stuff. So that's a big part of it as well.
Okay, now, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
As far as reality TV goes, that's like 100,000 shows on. What mm-hmm. makes you guys different?
For one, it's real. It's original material. It is uplifting and not degrading like a lot of reality TV is, and it focuses on new talent all the time. You can sing a Beyonce, J-Lo, anybody's song really, really well, but what about somebody focusing on your actual talents? The show is not judged by how well you sing or how funny a comedian is. The show is judged by the strength and value and foundation of your words. Everybody is given the poet, the singer-songwriter, the comedian, they're all given the same topic to write on. They perform from their genre. You may have a comedian that has a stronger value in his words than the poet that writes on the same topic. So that's the value. It's something, I mean, that we all have to get back to, that we all miss in society, the basis of words. You wouldn't have a song, a movie, a book, anything without the words.
That's true.
It doesn't happen without that.
That's true. And how'd you guys hook up with J. Anthony Byrne?
I'm also a poet. I'm actually a poet that writes a little bit of everything, and I also am an erotic poet. And we went out to his club in L.A. and performed my erotic showcase. And when we were there, we presented him with some ideas, and he actually loved the concept of the show. And that's how we went from there.
Okay.
You say you're an erotic poet?
Yes, I write erotic as well.
Oh, okay. Well, now see, you're on the perfect show now.
Indeed. Hit us off for something.
Yeah, hit us off for something. Give us a little something.
I'm erotic.
See, now you know I can't do no erotic poetry right now.
Oh, you're
on Sexy Radio.
Right, this is the Grover Station Radio.
Okay, but now you're trying to switch. Now you're trying to mix the two. The show Words is a clean show, and the erotic poetry, I have to come back on and do some of that later.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, we just said here's Sin City. Erotic poetry is, hey, it's welcome.
Well, that's good to know. That is good to
know. All poetry is. It's all welcome here. We get people open form.
Okay, that's good to know.
I was telling the people that called yesterday.
Bridget, I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to get your name. But, I mean, this is really some uplifting things. I mean, because you got a lot of talent around here. It's like it's so hard to ever get showcased because it's like we're one of the, quote-unquote, smaller cities that, you know, people overlook. And then the people that don't overlook it is like, oh, Gary, Indiana, oh, that city's horrible. I mean, only thing we ever got credited for is Michael Jackson. And it's
exactly.
Like, okay, there's a lot of things, you know.
There's a lot of talent, a lot of talent.
Right, and it's like, it's good to see that somebody's actually, you know, coming back to try to scoop somebody up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a very, very good show out for our auditions. There was a lot of talent that came out, very good talent, so I was very pleased with that.
So now, all right, let me ask you. I know just like on American Idol, y'all had, you know, you had some talented people. But I know y'all had some people on there that y'all pretty much just look like, why and are you even up here?
When we did our auditions in Gary, is that what you're asking me?
I mean, I'm just saying in general.
In general from the shows that we've done? We've had, as a writer, as a poet myself, and a publisher, we've had some people that were okay. We've had some people that I'm like, okay, this is something that you just do in your spare time. And I've had a couple of people that were so good that I'm in the process of signing them to my publishing company to publish their books. So, yeah, we've had all kinds of talent. It just depends. And like I said, Words is a clean show. So I've had to have some people that I had to stop in the middle of their auditions and tell them no because of using profanity. That works for some people, but for this show, I'm trying to do something that has across the board family values of being able to say no matter what network we look at, no one would turn us down because of language or things of that nature. So, yeah, we've had some talent that was, like, just mediocre. I mean, there are people who write just to be writing, but then there are people that have passion and value and really care about what they're trying to say.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so now you said you do own your own publishing company.
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
I own two publishing companies.
Oh, well, now see, me and Father Time, we do a lot of writing in our, well, I ain't gonna say in our spare time, but when we get a chance to, we like to do a lot of writing. So maybe one day, we can get you to, you know,
send me something. Mm-hmm.
You know what? And that would be just perfect. So, I mean, for anybody who wants to send you anything, I mean, you got an address, a number that you want to give out?
They can contact me on Facebook. You also can go on Facebook and read some of my erotic poetry, too.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely there. So, I have fan pages. I have, for erotic writers, is Deep Rivers. The first one of my publishing companies is on there. It's Amorous, Inc. That's AMOROUSINK. Then we have the Words TV show fan page. Then people that want to call me directly, any questions, the number is 317-418-2076. And they can reach me I actually have two publishing companies. One is for erotic love and romance, and then the other one, Vantage Point Publishing, is for everything else. And we both of them have websites, so they can look it up on the internet too.
Okay, that's what's up. I'm definitely gonna be hitting that.
Yeah, that's what's up.
Now the Deep Rivers page, that's erotic.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Deep River. Okay.
Deep River. That's my pen name that I write under.
Oh, well, Cass Chronicles is gonna have to meet Deep River. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That would be me.
Oh yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, we really like to sit down and do some things.
Sounds good.
Because we do want to put us out a little book.
Okay. That's very plausible to do. Then you got to do is send me some information so I can see what you got.
Oh, okay. I mean, now, I can tell you beforehand. What we do, we have this little segment that we bring on the show occasionally called Cass Chronicles. Now,
okay.
if you ever have time, you can always go to thincity.spruce.com, click onto the Chronicles, and you can listen to a couple of them. I would love to get your opinion on them.
Okay, I will do that.
Okay, just hit thincity.spruce.com, and, you know, whenever you get a chance, I would love to hear your opinion on them.
Okay, I definitely will.
We want to take the word part and you know, put it on paper.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Chronicle.
That can be done. I've got a couple of chronicles that we're working on now. So, yeah, we definitely can do that. Especially if it's interesting, I'm always open.
Oh, they're very interesting.
So you say, very interesting. Okay.
You've
piqued my interest. So, yes, I have the website right now on my computer. I will definitely go look at that and see what it's about.
What's your Facebook name?
Actually, I sent you guys a friend request earlier today that you accepted on the Facebook page. Uh-huh, Sin City / Radio.
Yep, I got it.
And, yep, Don Blanchard, Deep Rivers. Yep, that would be me.
Yep, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we need you to put your page up on the Dot Spruce site, on our regular home site.
Okay.
That way, you know, we can reach out to you there, because, you know, Facebook is a tool, but see, our site is wide open, you know, it's our terms and agreement, so.
Okay, sounds good.
And we just use Facebook for...
It's a great free networking tool to a certain degree. That's what it is.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Believe me, I have several writers all over from here to Trinidad on my publishing company because of Facebook. So, yeah, it has its pluses.
Yeah, that's true. But sincity.com is the stuff.
Okay.
I must admit.
Okay. I'm going to see what you're working with.
Okay. Well, let me ask you the question.
Okay.
What do you think about Rihanna and Chris Brown getting back together?
Well, you know, one of my kids asked me about this. Honestly, being that I have grown kids and I've lived, if one person forgives another person, then everybody around them should. We live in a society that talks about forgiveness, but see, that's where we make the mistake. There's two different forms of forgiveness in this world. We have man's forgiveness, where everybody wants to run around saying, I forgive you, but I won't forget. But then there's God's forgiveness. That means the real type of forgiveness. That means I forgive and I forget, but I learn from the lesson. So if she's forgiven him, he's learned from his lesson. Everybody's opinions really are just that, an opinion. If they have talked and made it through, that's what it is. I mean, I believe people can bounce back from abuse, different addictions, things of that nature. I mean, I'm also a counselor, so anything's possible. So if she's done that, why is everybody criticizing? Because we only know what the media lets us know. And we know the media only lets us know what they want for ratings.
Exactly.
I guess I can accept that.
I mean, I've lived it, I've walked it, I've done the abuse thing. Everybody's able to change. Everybody has the possibilities of changing.
Yeah,
that's
but would
possible.
You want to give that person a chance after they whooped you the first time? why would you even consider getting back with him?
That's because, and that is a very, very good question if you don't know all the things that have taken place to get there. If he's gotten help, if he's dealt with his anger or figured out why he was that angry over what we were told about a text message and all the things that went along with that, everybody has that opportunity to change. For one, he's a kid. So thrust into fame and nobody really helping him to understand how to deal with a lot of different things. So, I mean, as a parent, that's just what I see. But if he's taken the steps to change, who are we to say that she's wrong? Who are we to say, because we only heard one side. We don't know, because there are a lot of women that say it about, well, you don't know what she was doing to him or if she was abusive to him. There may have been abuse on both sides. I mean, there's a big part of me that thinks it was. But if they have taken steps to repair, why keep criticizing?
Good point.
Not see what happens? Everybody has that chance to change.
Great point.
All right.
Now, I lived it, was married to somebody like that. When I got away, not going back. Forgive them. Talk to them on a regular basis, but everybody's different.
Now, how long did you stay in that relationship, though?
How long did I stay in that relationship? After the abuse started?
Ooh.
Almost 5 years. We were together from 83, got married in 85. The abuse started after the marriage and after the control and all the things were put into place. Abuse is not something that, it's very rare abuse just happens overnight. That does happen, but most of the time there's a lot of steps that are taken that people don't even realize are being taken. With women, you'll see the controlling, you'll see the person getting them to the point where they're not dealing with anyone else around them. They have no friends. You're pretty much secluded from everything. All these things happen, so when the abuse actually does start happening, you don't have anybody to turn to because you've taken yourself out of all the elements. So when it finally started happening to me, I was at that point where I believe it was my fault because of what was going on and that I had secluded myself from everybody. When I got to that point and said enough is enough and walked away, he could have hit the lottery, could have became the richest man in the world, could have gave me whatever it would have took, and nothing would have changed that. Because it's very, very true. When you've made up your mind that you've had enough, there's no turning back. But slowly but surely, the person that treated me like I was queen of the world got married, treated me as I was the queen, and then all of a sudden became obsessed and real overprotective, and I was secluded. I couldn't be around anyone without him, couldn't talk to anyone without him being right. All those things happened. I can look back and see those things now, but at that time, I didn't realize that all those things were being put into play.
Well,
and that's usually one
on
of the things that happen.
Okay, so let me ask you something. Yeah, and you said something. You said that it could have been abuse on both parts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, so you do believe in the fact that a woman can abuse a man?
Of course.
Because
she
can't. Ain't nothing she could do to him that hurt him. And
that's not true.
Whether it's physical or verbal.
A lot of people think physical abuse is the worst kind of abuse. Physical abuse is really the least out of all. Mental and verbal abuse will stay with you for a lifetime. A bruise will heal. But when you really get into somebody's mental and verbal abuse, things can trigger that. 5 years from now, somebody can say something that other person used to say 5 years ago, and it can bring it all back to you. Bruises heal. But verbal and mental can really get inside you and stay. There are a lot of men that are abused. I've seen it happen. I have 4 grown children, and my kids all know, guess what, whether you're male or female, keep your hands to yourself. When you got past that kid stage of playing, keep your hands to yourself. Because my boys know. I'm worse than any police officer would ever be if I found out they put their hands on a girl. But I tell my daughter the same thing. She's married, been married for almost 10 years. Put your hands on him, and guess what? I'm going to get you. That goes both ways. But there are a lot of men, and because it's looked down upon if a man says he's being abused by a woman, they keep it to themselves. That's why it has gone on for so long.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. Hey, that's real talk, because, I mean, I've really seen, because I've always heard that. I mean, it's always a man can't get abused. He cannot get abused.
What about the man that, guess what? 6'2", physically fit, boxer, but was raised a certain way that his mother taught him and his father taught him, never put your hands on a woman, and his wife beats the hell out of him on a regular basis. But because of what he was taught, he never puts his hands on her. That's abuse. He is physically being abused. And she knows he won't hit her back, which is how a lot of those things start, because most women know a man won't hit her back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most.
Well, I have to disagree with that one now. If you put your hands on me to try to hurt me, I mean, I am going to defend myself. I mean, you know.
Yeah, but most men, starting out, instead of defending themselves, they would either try to restrain her or try to keep her from hitting them until it gets to that point where they just got to hit back. But most of them do try to do something before that last. And then there's some men that, guess what, you hit me, I'm hitting you back. Which I think is crazy, because men are meant to be stronger than women anyway. And if a woman feels the need that she wants to hit a man, you're taking a chance of him hitting you back. I've never understood that. Only time I'm going to hit a man is if I'm defending one of my children. Then I don't care who you are.
I've been trying to figure that concept out for a very long time now. And I hear women, I'll fight you. I'll do this, I'll do that. You do know I'm a man, and you do know I'm stronger than you. So you coming over to me talking about you finna fight me, you finna hit me. Why? When you know, at the end of the day, I mean, unless you, you know what I'm saying, a professional bodybuilder or...
Layla Ali.
Right,
and even then, it's just not... Well, see, that goes back to what I said with Michelle Words. If we don't get back to the basics, because we've gotten so far away from them, and when I say that in a relationship, a man is supposed to be a man and a woman is supposed to be a woman. We've gotten so far of wanting to be in charge. I'm sorry, I've been married, divorced. I'm not trying to be in charge. A man's, as long as he's doing what he's supposed to be doing, he's supposed to be the head of the household. We've gotten away from the basic foundations of so many things. That's why you got a lot of women that will challenge a man. That's craziness to me.
But see, the lines are gray now. It's not black and white no more.
That's where the basics got misconstrued. I'm sorry, that's not. And a lot of women have been. I was one of them, forced into that situation where I had to be the man. I had to take care of. I had to do this because they were my children. At the end of the day, I don't care about their father. I was the mother that had to take care of, and I was going to do whatever I had to do. But we were kind of forced into those situations. But we also have that ability to pull back and break that cycle, whereas that's where I'm at in my life now. I'm not trying to be the man anymore. No, I'm just not. That's what a man is for. He is to provide. My father has the best foundation in his marriage. Like he said, me and my wife sit down and talk about everything. But I do have the last say-so. He takes care of, he provides, he does all the things he's supposed to, so he has that right to have that last say-so. And that's how it's supposed to be in my eyes. I don't understand that. I'm not that woman that runs around talking about this is my, no, mm-mm.
Well, I want to.
That's how it's made. It wasn't made to be like that.
I got to do it. Tried to give you a crowd applause, but I guess that didn't
want to
work.
Yeah, I know them sound effects. I actually have an internet radio station.
Well, that's good, but I still think I don't think no woman should hit no man. I don't think no man should hit no woman.
Never.
But I do believe if a woman do hit a man, to me, she took herself out of a woman's role and put herself into a man's role. I mean, if you hit me, I'm going to treat you like a man on the street. You know what I mean?
You know what? And I've heard that many times, and I do, to a certain degree, agree with that if it's a situation that that man cannot walk away. Because there are times that if a woman is steadily hitting a man and he's trying to get away and he can't, he's got to do something to defend himself. He's got to, if nothing else, to get that person off of him so he can get away.
Well, you got a lot of women out here that won't allow you to walk away.
Oh, believe me, I know. They will not. They want to fight you like a man on the street. And then, I'm sorry, I disagree. If you want to turn around and try to press charges against him, when you did it. There are a lot of women that do that. I talk to them on a regular basis.
Yeah, but I'm the one.
And they look at me like I'm crazy when I tell them, oh, you know you're wrong.
The man is the one that ends up locked up.
Yeah, it's not fair. The system is not, it's not meant to be that way because they're looking at the surface, oh, a man's stronger than a woman. There are times where a man cannot walk away from that situation. I've known women, like I said, I got like 5 jobs. One of them is I am a counselor. I have had one of my female clients tell me, oh, no, I locked the doors. He couldn't get out, and I continued to well on him. And she's sitting up here mad at me because I'm like, what did you do? What did he do? And when she said he finally hit her and broke the door to get out, she's like, but he was wrong. Where? This man tried to leave, but because you'd rather have that type of confrontation, you were wrong. It took her about 8 months of therapy before she finally said, you know what, I was. Yes, you were.
Completely wrong.
Exactly. But we've gotten so far away from the basics of life and relationships and this new age of everything, all advancement isn't good advancement. Just because they come out with something new does not mean it's the best thing. Sometimes you got to stick with the basics.
Did you say you had 5 jobs?
Yes, I did.
Damn!
Yes, I did. Huh?
That's a lot of jobs.
Well, I have 2 publishing companies. I'm a publisher. I'm a writer. I am a natural hair specialist. I am a counselor. I actually got more than 5 jobs. I'm a teacher of natural hairstyles, as well as a TV producer now, so I just added something else to it. And I actually work in all them jobs. Sometimes I hit every one of them in one day. But I got to make it happen. I can't sit at home and wait for somebody to hand it to me. The only thing you value is what you work hard for. You don't value things that are just given to you. When you really, really work hard for it, that $200 car means a lot. You make it look like a Cadillac because you worked hard for it. And that's what I do.
Hey.
I
agree with that, though.
Man, I got four grown children, and I got 7 grandkids. So, yeah, I got to keep working. Grandkids like to shop.
Ooh, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be full of grain by now.
Huh?
I say I'll be full of gray by now.
Oh, no. Go to Facebook, you'll see a picture of me. No, go to Facebook, you'll see a picture of me. I'm not gray by no means.
I'm talking about him.
No, okay. No, not at all.
Well, hey, that's the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah, sometimes it does.
All right, let's bring in Lucius. What's happening, Lucius?
Oh, nothing. I was just listening to what the lady was saying. It makes a lot of sense.
Thank you.
Okay. Janine? Pardon, Janine?
Yes. Hello.
We rolling with the ladies tonight, dog.
Right, I see. It's about time.
You know. Waiting on Waylo so we can get the game going. We might have to X him out.
Mm-mm.
You done scared him, Janine.
ain't scared of.
He then went back and archived some of the shows and heard some of the things you said. I was like, no, I can't win.
Right, I can't beat her.
I can't even win. No sense in me trying.
Right, there's no way I can beat her at this game.
He then went and looked at that little box underneath his bed and saw it wasn't as great as he thought it was.
Mm-hmm. As DMX would say, uh-huh.
So can I ask a question?
Yes, you can, ma'am.
He said, ma'am. Oh, Lord. Sin City.
I do that.
I know, that's called respect. That's okay, because I ain't that old, but that's okay. It's called respect. The radio station, give me a brief overview of exactly what you guys do, because I'm going to start listening to these chronicles so that I can see what we're trying to publish and maybe do some things here. I'm looking at stuff, and I'm like, ooh, this is not like my radio station.
No, we're a little different. I'm gonna let my man tell you about the show. Since
well, I'm actually part owner of some internet radio stations, and ours don't look like this, but that's all right. Variety is always good.
Okay. Well, now here at Sin City. Okay. This is the gist of what we do. As you can see, we're a little over the top. We're a little edgy, I mean, but at the same time, we're the type that we believe this. I mean, I'm not saying you, but someone of your criteria, you got five jobs. You a jack of all trades. I'm pretty sure you got to wear many, many a hats in the course of a day.
Uh-huh.
So we figure at the end of the day, come here, come on the show, relax, take your sip of wine or whatever it is, get you in the mood, kick back, get loose, and after the hour and a half, you can go back to your regular self. We just give you a chance to be loose. We give you a chance to be loose, kick it, be free, have fun, say whatever you want to say, do whatever you want to do.
So basically what you're saying is, when I'm doing all the other jobs, I can be Don Rivers, but when I come to Sin City, I can be Deep Rivers.
There you go.
Exactly.
Exactly. You can be Deep River. Hey, for that hour and a half, Deep River is on the air.
Now, Deep Rivers can be dangerous, man.
You know what?
See, you can't even talk fast enough for that one.
No, I caught myself because I'm trying to be nice. I don't want you to not call back.
Oh no, I'm a big girl. Don't worry, I'm a big girl. No, no. I said I'm an erotic poet. I write for a living.
Okay.
So.
Okay. With that being said, now you said Deep River. I'll catch you next time on that one.
No, I'll tell you right now.
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
We ain't scared of Deep River.
Right.
I don't want you to be scared of Deep Rivers. I want you to enjoy Deep Rivers. Deep Rivers ain't, well, I don't know. There are a few people that are scared of Deep Rivers. I ain't going to say they ain't.
We swim Deep Rivers like it ain't nothing. That's our thing.
Mm-hmm.
Love to swim Deep
Rivers. Well, I would say those folks that have been scared actually listened to my CD, and they were like, wow. Put it nicely.
You have a CD?
Yes, I've actually written a few CDs, and I actually hired somebody to record it for me because I'm so busy, but, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Go to cdbaby.com, listen to a sample of it. Mm.
Okay, what does it consist of? What am I going to be listening to?
It's all erotic poetry put to original music. And it throws a lot of people off because they ask me who did the music, and the music was actually done by my son-in-law and my youngest son.
Okay. What's the name of that site again?
You can go to cdbaby.com and listen to sample tracks, and the CD is actually called Deep Rivers.
All right, I'm going to do that.
Mm-hmm. So you don't mind if we play a couple of excerpts from your CD on the show?
Oh no, go right ahead.
Okay.
You know we got that archive, so you can't come back five years from now talking about you on some royalties.
Oh no, I was actually going to tell you that once since you do have my Facebook page, send me an address. I'll send you the actual CD.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Yep.
Okay. Get it in.
Since you know the basis of our show, give us some of that erotic poetry now.
You want some erotic poetry? Let me see what I got on here that I can think of.
Let me get my bottle of Cavassier. Sit back. Take a sip.
He's a mess. Who am I talking to? Which one's which? Can you clarify that for me?
Okay, I'm Cass. Cass is
okay.
I guess if you go on the site, I'm the young one. So.
And I'm Father Time. I'm the pretty one.
And which one's from? Which one? One of you guys is in Indianapolis, correct?
Yeah, that's me. That's Cass.
Ah, okay.
Yeah,
and the other one's in somewhere else.
Yeah, he's been lost in space for a long time.
What part of Minnesota?
Brooklyn Park.
Oh, okay. One of my writers is actually in Duluth, Minnesota. She's an erotic writer and an erotic performer.
Performer?
Oh, yeah. I told you I'd do a show called The Erotic Storm.
No, you didn't tell us that.
I did tell you that. I told you that. You was not listening. I told you that's how I met Jay. I went out to his club, and I did my erotic showcase. He performed out there and presented him with the idea of the show, and that's where it started.
Okay, well, see, when you said erotic performer, I'm thinking something else. My bad.
I know it. Your brain went all the way left. We on, like, level five, and you went all the way to the bottom.
I'm thinking body paint, pole.
No. Erotic poetry. I have the erotic storm is actually erotic poetry, erotic comedy, and I have a couple of R&B singers that do erotic singing. So, no.
Okay. You're still running away from breaking us off.
No, I'm not. I was looking for something. See? Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, while you're looking, we're going to listen to this.
I was wrong for that one.
You got to get Luke D, River.
Hey, we told you.
Okay. Excuse me?
I said we told you on this show, anything goes.
Anything goes.
Mm-hmm. Anything goes. You should have caught the webcam shows a couple of months back.
Yeah, that was kind of erotic.
Kind of erotic. Okay.
I think you might want to take the kind of off.
Yeah, I mean, really push the envelope on that one.
Yeah. I think you definitely got shut down behind that one.
But, you know, me, Lucia, Janine, Cass, you know, we still waiting.
Okay. I'm going to actually do, since you will be getting this, the CD, once you send me an address, I'll send you the CD. But this is actually the title track off the CD. It's called Deep Rippers. Ready?
I'm listening.
Hello? Okay, I was just making sure you were there. Okay, it's called Deep Rivers. Place your tongue where my rivers run deep. Long strokes, warm and wet, I want to leap. Leap right out of my skin as my body shudders. Shudders beneath you as you continue the lashing that you give. Inserting your tongue, slow and wet, arching my back, all of you I get. As the moment becomes very still, as you whisper, please do not move. You are creating your own groove. Slowly I feel your dick in my ultimate space, throbbing thick, soft as lace. Now you stroke me with a dick in demand. Slow then fast, ramming your dick as far as it will go, giving me orgasm after orgasm starting to flow. I compose myself as now it's my turn, ready to fulfill my inner burn. Taking your dick deep inside, my ultimate position, the ultimate ride. Your dick reaches places, expanding spaces that only you can, hitting the ultimate G-spot, my biggest fan. I tighten my muscles around the head of your dick and slowly massage your pleasure stick. Before you explode in my mouth, is now in charge. Licking and sucking as your dick returns large. My tongue explores from the head to the base. Then it's time to return to my candy case. To slowly stroke your dick while stroking my clit, the intensity of the flow, we have my teeth as they grit. We both scream out, I'm coming right now, the understatement to describe this style. You embrace me and hold on tight as the explosion begins and goes on into the night. Okay, y'all there? Did you leave me?
Damn!
Ooh, it's hot in here.
It does. Just a little bit. That's something that I wrote about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm, I bet you did.
That was nice.
Yeah, that was very nice. Steve, where you at? Steve, what you doing?
I liked it.
I'm talking about what you're doing right now.
Minding my own damn business. There you go.
I'm saying that poetry got me feeling some kind of way.
Mm-hmm. And if I was playing with myself, that's my business.
I didn't hear you.
Oh, no.
You know what? I forget it.
You just can't talk. You can't even talk.
All right, I'll be.
You were tongue-tied all night.
I'm trying to get my tongue tired. Shit, behind all that.
You got a whole CD full of that?
Yeah, that CD is pretty much full of that. Yeah, it's, I think maybe one piece on there that might not be erotic. I'm what they consider, a lot of people call me a quick write, and people can give me a topic and I just sit down and write on it instantly. And a friend of mine had told me some stuff, and I wrote a piece about him, who's actually, he's a poet, and it's on that CD too.
Okay, now
he didn't know I was writing about him. Just like the comment she just made when she said that she was doing something as her business, I had somebody say that to me, and I wrote a piece about it, and they were kind of in shock. But that's what they get for telling me what I shouldn't be doing.
Okay,
I don't
think
you should
that
be writing about Father Time.
Hey, with this CD, please send this CD to Cass. Do not send it to Father Time, please.
Who are in different places, I will need two addresses. I'll send both of you a copy of the CD.
No.
Oh, he don't get a copy of the CD? That's terrible.
I already know what's going to happen once he gets that CD.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
The whole time he listens to the CD, he goes, go blind.
I beat my dick like it owes me money.
That's all you gonna be thinking. Hey, my brother, come on out the room. No. I'm in here with Pete Cripple. What? What are you doing? Hey, but no. Did you hear the conviction in her voice, the way she kept saying dick? Like, this is my dick. I'm like, okay, well, you... Yeah.
Okay, then that means you didn't listen to the first stuff I said. When I said I got 4 kids and 7 grandkids, I said it with conviction. They didn't get it by chance.
I understand that, but I mean, I'm just saying, I just love the way you kept saying it. Like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to erotic poetry, people ask me, how do you say that word? It's a word.
Right.
It's not a word that I say every day, but when I write, yeah, I do use it.
What, dick?
Yeah, there's people. Girl, I have people question. I can't believe you said that. I would have never thought you said. I didn't know you talked like that. Come on now, I don't talk like that all the time.
I didn't know
when
that
I'm
was
working.
A day. I say that word every day.
Oh no, no. They think that's just. Oh my gosh, did you say that? I'm like, listen to the rest of my stuff.
I think Janina used that as a pool pit once or twice.
No, I'm sorry, penis.
Yeah, I had a couple of people try to get me to use penis, and I'm like, it does not work for the writing. It does.
Exactly.
It doesn't work, unfortunately.
All right, my address is in your.
You didn't already fit the address.
They didn't already fit his address. God dang. Hey, and they put a block on mine so I can't get into the account. What kind of shit is this?
No, I want the CD.
Right. He just blocked me out.
I just sent it to you.
I'm reading it as we speak. It's there.
I'm going to check my mail.
I will send you the CD.
Outstanding. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, Lord. I can see him going to that damn mailbox like a little kid every day.
Damn right. I'm on my CD. You know what I'm saying? I might get some pointers.
There's some interesting pieces on that CD.
See, that's what I'm saying. I'm always willing to learn something. Learn something new every day. Exactly.
Never stop learning.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. All right, Tyler, let's go into a little Young song. We'll be right back with y'all in a hot second as soon as I find the song. There it is.
Tonight I'm gonna lay you on the bed, and we ain't even about to have sex. Just lay your head down on my chest. Sometimes the simple things are the best. I know you had a long week. It's just you and me. Forget everything and let me hold you. Texting what you need. You need intimacy. Tonight that's what I'll bring.
Into the night. have time to fall in love, but you got me planning to. Girl, you are so right, like you're never going left when I'm doing things with you that I can't do by myself. Cause girl, you right, feel you right, and that dress is fitting tight. Been a while since I just held you, so tonight I think I might. Check it, it's you, me, candles, kisses, girl, that sounds alright. Knowing I could turn you on, but instead I say goodnight, girl.
Welcome back. All right, check this out, y'all. All right, Don, we need you to step in for Waylo. Would you like to play this game? Would you like to play a game? Would you like to join in?
What kind of game?
It's like Family Feud.
Just put it like that.
It's a couple of questions with some answers. Whoever gets the most points wins.
Okay.
You down to play?
Sure, we'll see what happens.
All right, now you're going to be going against Janine. Janine, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, man, you ready?
Ready, bro.
All right, Lucius, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. What am I supposed to do?
Right, just listen.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so this is the way it's going to go. I'm going to ask y'all a question and just say your name. Whoever say their name first, get first crack at the question. It's just like Family Feud. You can either play or pass.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever get the most points at the end, we're going to send you a Sin City Radio t-shirt. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Don, you ready?
Mm-hmm. I guess.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Remember, you got to say your name first.
Oh, no, I can't play. Look, somebody just pulled up in my driveway.
You can't play for real?
Huh? You just heard what I write for a living. You think I'm going to play a game or answer the door?
Oh,
I'll call back in a minute. I'll call back.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Too late. Oh, no. She's like, I'm big here.
Yeah,
my dick is here.
Right.
She said, I gotta go. Bye.
I'm tired of that one.
Yeah.
That's how I need here. My dick is pulling up. I'm in here doing the dance.
All right, y'all. I'm like, we got a new caller, but they got to push one so we can bring them in.
Oh. Wow. Oh, man, that was crazy. She dropped the A. Did you just hear what I wrote? I got my own self hot. Shit, I'm gone. Shit.
Wow.
I can't even get mad at her, dog. You can't get mad at her, man. That was just true. Hey, that made for great radio. That shit. She done hit us off with a poetry. Hey,
She heard that motherfucking cop pull up, looked out that window. Oh, I got to go. I need to tell. Hey, if she listening, survey says.
Oh, no.
Well, okay, you want to play the game?
Yeah, I play the game.
I work on this damn thing all day.
I guess it's me and Eugenie.
Okay.
Lady versus lady.
I guess so.
Well, after we finish, y'all let me know if we should keep it or lose it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, y'all ready?
Yeah.
Are y'all ready?
Yeah, we ready. Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to ask you a question. Whoever said their name, go first. Okay, here we go. The first question is, name something you do or say to let your mate know you're in the mood.
Delay.
Okay. All right, you. Okay, go ahead, Janine. What's your answer?
Okay, you said say something that we do or say.
Name something you do or say to let your mate know you're in the mood.
I start sucking his dick.
Sucking his dick. Okay. Survey says.
That's not on there.
Hey, we surveyed 100 couples, and that's not on there.
Well, you
all
know that right, broke up.
Okay, Lucius, sorry.
Lucius, name something you do or say to let your mate know you're in the mood.
You start playing with them. You start doing stuff to their body. You let them know you're in the mood, like you rub on them.
Okay, rub on them, okay. Survey says, that's number one answer.
Number one answer.
Number one answer. You want to play a pass?
Play or pass. It's just me. Okay, play, I guess.
Okay. It's five answers. We need four more answers from you.
Okay.
That's the number one answer so far.
You tell them.
Okay, you tell them. Survey says. The survey must be drunk or something.
You have got to be kidding me.
All right, here's the other answer. Number two was invite him to the bedroom. Kiss him on the cheek.
They do not do that.
Number four is you hit him with a seductive stare. And number five, you enter the room butt naked. All right,
no,
so there you go. Next question. You surveyed 100 women. Now remember, say your name. Name your favorite sex position.
Lucius.
Okay, Lucius.
Doggy style.
Doggy style. Favorite says. Number one answer.
Number one answer again.
Damn thing is gonna blow my eardrum out.
You gonna play a pass. Lucius, you playing or you gonna pass to Janine?
Oh, now wait a minute. Now Waylo calls in.
Oh, it's too late.
Get off of work, huh? I just got off of work.
You should have sent us a message.
I'm gonna send y'all a message.
I tell you what, we'll see if Lucius is kind enough to pass her to pass the rest of the questions to you. Lucius?
Yeah,
are you kind enough to let? Okay, all right, Waylo. You can win by 47 points right now, all right?
You said I'm winning by 47?
You got the number one, you got the number one answer so far. The question is name your favorite sex position. You can either play or pass. There's three more answers left. You can play it or you can pass it to Janine.
What's the answers on the board already?
Doggy style.
And that's it?
That's it. We just started the question. You playing or you passing?
I'm playing. All
right. You got 5 seconds. We need three more answers.
Upside down.
Name your favorite sex position. You say upside down?
Yeah.
Upside down. Strike one. 5 seconds. Name your favorite sex position.
What's that? Being rogue.
Well, okay. Wait a minute. Let me go back. It's we surveyed 100 women. It's
oh,
a woman's
100 women.
Position. 100 women. We'll scratch that last answer because I didn't give you the right question. We surveyed 100 women. Name your favorite sex position. Doggy style is already on the board.
Uh-huh.
So you got on 5 seconds.
On bottom.
Oh, on the bottom. Survey says? All right, 5 seconds. We need another answer.
Laying on their side.
Okay, on the side. Survey says? All right, you got down for 2 points.
Okay.
5 seconds, one strike.
On top, backwards.
All right, on top, backwards. Survey says. Good run. One strike, one ass on the board, 5 seconds.
Missionary,
somebody says. One ounce for 5 seconds.
Shit, what is it called when they do on the split sideways?
I don't know, sir. You have to give me an answer.
What's it, cowgirl? Ain't that what they call it?
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
I can't hear you no help. All right, Janine. The question is to you. You got a chance to win 90 points.
This is not fair because these are 100 average women. They not women like me.
That's what I was thinking.
I don't know where you got these women from.
Shit, I don't know the damn name or damn position. Shit, I just do them. Hell.
The last answer was no sex.
Oh, wow.
I want to have no sex.
See, you see what I'm saying? Who the fuck would have thought of that shit?
Yeah, that's a straight up bullshit right there.
Hey, you know what? Hold up, hold up. Now, Richard Dawson never got treated like this. Why are we getting treated so bad here?
This is the last
I don't
y'all.
Know who are these people that y'all interview. I don't know these people. These folks be kinky, sexy people that think like us. I don't know where y'all get these people from.
Yeah, because I thought Anna would have been on the board. So.
Exactly.
Well, it wasn't according to our survey. On a couple, they don't have anal sex, I guess. All right, this is the last question. It's the points are triple. So Janine, you can still win this game.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all ready?
Mm-hmm.
Just say your names. Five answers on the board. Name something sexy you want to see your mate in.
Janine
got it.
Right. Wait, no, that's not even the right question. So I'm answering as the woman or a man?
Don't
or a woman?
Name something sexy you want to see your mate in. So for you, it would be a guy. Or a woman. I mean, you can think either guy or a woman.
I don't know. What, some sexy lingerie or something.
Okay, is that the answer, lingerie?
That makes sense.
Lingerie's number one answer. Now you're going to play a pass.
I'm going to pass.
You're going to pass it away, though? All right.
I say, man, Richard Dawson did not have to go through this. He got kisses and
everything. All right, let's finish it up here. All right, Waylo, name something sexy you want to see your mate in. This is from the male and the female perspective.
Nothing.
All right, nothing. Survey says. All right, three more answers. No strikes, 5 seconds.
Something seductive.
All right, something seductive, survey says.
Jesus Christ.
We're going to send it to the judge.
I'm trying to, but.
Right, yeah, you got to go with a bump on that one. Sorry, Waylo, but you had to go with a bumper. I know what you were looking at.
Right.
All right, Waylo, 1 strike, 5 seconds, 3 answers.
Body paint.
Body paint. Survey says. What the hell you got under your box? Under your All right, 5 seconds, 2 strikes, 3 answers.
Oh, shit. Leather?
Leather. Survey says?
Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, you up to talk to us like this, man. They don't say shit to Steve Harvey like this, man. Stop.
You know what I'm saying? All right, Janine. Name something sexy you want to see your mate in. 3 answers.
No, I only steal.
I didn't hear that.
Hello?
What was your answer?
Oh. Could you hear me?
No, I didn't hear
you.
All right, Judge, we're going to put 25 seconds on the clock.
I wondered I had an answer to that.
Think about it, Janine. Three answers. Something sexy that you want to see your mate in, or you want your mate to see you in. Something sexy.
I said chocolate and fruits and berries and shit.
Oh, food.
Chocolate, fruits and berries.
She busts out with some food. Oh, hell yeah.
Oh,
all
right.
I ain't mad at you.
Chocolate, fruits, and berries. Survey says. All right, congratulations, Waylo. You won the game.
Lucius won.
Lucius won. That's why
Lucius came in on the end.
Oh, don't get mad because you couldn't eat over there with lots of strawberries and berries and shit. You over there making slushies and shit.
I'm going to give y'all the rest of the answers. Number two was sexy bra and panties. Number four was a thong.
Man, that's just fucking played out. Nobody want to see no damn dude in
exactly.
No damn sexy boxers.
Exactly. Unless the motherfuckers got holes everywhere where I can see some shit.
Yeah, a fucking giraffe or some shit. Goddamn thong.
Hey,
what's some Chrysler shit? Hey, man, look here. Hold up. Now, hold on. We done been nice for this motherfucker. We gonna get family feud for real. We better get ignorant this time of feud. You motherfuckers, hey. You motherfuckers gonna keep talking to us like this. Look, y'all wanna interview people that have sex once a week and shit.
Exactly. I mean, seriously.
Hold on.
Fuck you think you talking to, man? You ain't the motherfucking man no more. I'm the one. Shit is changed. It's a new day, bro. You can't clean up your act. Suggest you raise the fuck up. Get the hell out of Dodge. Get caught up.
Damn. Ain't it shit. I apologize for my outburst. I mean, goddamn, dog. I mean, they just been on us.
I know, man. Like, you know
what the fuck is wrong with you? You think this is a joke? You think this is a fucking sitcom?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, wait up. You won, man. What shirt you want, man?
Shit, this should go to Lucius. If you don't want it, then I'll take it.
What? He, I'm not a he.
He said she.
I didn't say he. I said she, lady.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Hey, damn.
You played the game. You can have the shirt. You was originally supposed to have a shirt. You can have a shirt.
You're the dog, motherfucker!
I appreciate it very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Hey, man, you need to inbox me your address, dog, so I can send it to you. I'll put it in the mail tomorrow, man. Which one you want, though? You want that hit it from the back one, right?
Yep. All black. All right, you got it.
All I got is white.
White, that's cool.
All right, bet. Make sure you shoot me your address.
All right.
What y'all think? Y'all think we should keep it or drop it?
What, the show?
The game.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we got one people. I think we already know Janine's answer.
What you say?
What's your answer? You think we should keep it or drop it?
I think we should keep it. That was fun.
And you know what we should do?
Yeah, keep it. It's a fun game. It livened it up. It was funny.
And you know what we should do? You should put the survey on Facebook, bro. Have everybody on Facebook answer them questions. And then you ask the put the questions on here. Let them be the surveyors.
I know.
So you can cheat and go on our page and see what the answers are?
No.
I don't know where y'all got them answers from. Who was y'all surveying?
Hey,
grandparents and shit. You know they don't do none of that shit.
Hell, they don't make fruit smoothies either.
You know what, man?
I think we're coming to the end of the show, man.
You just wish I had one of those smoothies on you. You just wish one of those smoothies was on you, that's all. I bet you would like it if I did it. Yeah, I
pretty
know.
Pretty sure I would like it.
I don't like nothing
unless I try.
Oh, okay.
Wow, man. I see how Steve Harvey feeling, man.
No.
That's why he be cussing. Steve Harvey done said pissed, hell, all kinds of stuff on Family Feud. I ain't never heard a Family Feud dude say pissed and hell. And them just said shit a couple of times.
Well, this is what Cincy want to tell y'all.
Fuck all y'all.
Hey, Cass, what happened to you today, bro?
Hey, man, you know what, dog? I got to take care of this business, man. I ain't even get a chance to do nothing. But hell, you just said you just got off work.
Yeah, but I could have left it, Carl.
Okay,
you could have left work when he called.
Yeah.
You got it like that?
Dude, I was asleep for 3 hours when I got to work today.
Nigga, you bullshitting. All right, well, I'll tell you what, dog. What time you get off tomorrow?
3:30. Yep.
All right, man. Matter of fact, I'll tell you what. I'm about to text you my number right now, so that way, as soon as you get off, you can just hit me up.
All right.
That's what's up. All right, y'all. We coming down. You know they cut us off yesterday.
Yeah, I noticed.
Real early. I didn't even get a chance to say my final words. All right, Waylo, we're going to start with you since you was late. You got any last words for us, dog?
Yep. Who's your boy entertainment, Waylo? President, SinCity.Spruce.com. I enjoyed myself tonight. Have a Hoosier night.
Outstanding. Don't forget to send me that address, man.
For sure.
Lucy, you got any last words for us?
Just enjoyed the show tonight. It was fun.
All right. Janine, you got any last words for us? Janine?
What you say?
Do you have any last words for us?
Oh, I had so much fun with you guys tonight. I will see you next week.
All right.
I'm sorry, I'm preoccupied right now.
That's cool. We're just going to use you for our survey answers from now on.
Yes, that would be wonderful. Y'all would have some good answers then.
All right, bet. All right, man. Take us up out.
Hey, SinCity.Spruce.com. Hit us up, man. Let's get this going on and cracking. Let everybody do what they're going to do.
And we're out of this bitch.
That's what's up. All right, y'all, we're going to roll out. I got a little short song on here, so we out. Peace, love, and hair grease next week.
If a nigga tweaking, I'ma give a shit to leave a nigga sleeping. He gon' have to go and get the fucking deacon. Go to Reverend or something to get the preaching. You fucking with a demon, I'm coming bringing a whole lot of hell for the not believing. Things from the deepest, darkest region. It's hard to breathe.